Hi Kyle, how are you? Okay, so just a couple questions we have here for you. Kind of just wanted to ask you what the hardest thing in preparing for this Patriots team and this Patriots defense, from your perspective?
Oh, just a all around solid defense. They play great team defense. Never out of position, and obviously have a lot of talent. So we'll have to play our best game.
Great, thank you. Can you kind of elaborate on your thoughts, on this Patriots defense and the front seven?
Good front seven, good edge rushers, good size in the middle. Two inside linebackers are playing really well, playing physical, and they do a good job on the edge of obviously funneling everything inside to those guys and giving them a lot of checks.
Great, thank you.
Kyle, how impressed are you with the way Darrell Revis has impacted their secondary this season? I imagine you've gone against him in the past. And what have you seen from him and the Patriots as a difference maker this year?
Just obviously the style of play, press man-to-man coverage. I think certainly the best secondary that we've played, and probably, even better this time around than the last time we played with the addition of Browner. They're both playing extremely well, and the two safeties play very, very good football.
And with regards to Hightower, Collins, those two young linebackers, based on what you saw from Jamin Oyad, his first interception of the season against you guys, but also what they've done with those two guys in subsequent weeks, how much have they impressed you?
Oh, well, honestly, they're probably playing as good as team defense as we've seen, and I'm pretty much just across the board. There's not a lot of weak spots to where you kind of go into the game and say, okay, we can attack them here, here, and here. We just feel like we've got a great challenge ahead of us, and we're gonna have to play our best game.
I read that this is the fifth different team for which you've passed for 300 plus yards in your career, and you've had a lot of success in different places. What has it been like in Buffalo for you? I mean, has this been the fit that you thought it would be when you went to the Bills during the course of the year?
Yeah, I think so. It's been, it's been fun. It's been fun to work with, a young group of wide receivers who, have all the talent in the world, and, hopefully I can make a positive impact on them, and, so it's been a lot of fun to progress as we go. I wish we could have more success because I know the work that we put into it and the time that we put into it. So we got one more chance to go out against a good defense and kind of just prove to ourselves what we can do.
I know this time last year you were playing for a playoff spot with Dallas, but though the Bills have been eliminated from playoff contention, how meaningful would it be to that region, and not just the city of Buffalo, but Western New York, if you guys win, beat the Patriots in Foxborough, but as well secure that first winning season in a decade?
I guess you'd have to ask other people about that. I know how much it mean to the guys in the locker room. I think we've pretty much played for each other all year, and we obviously didn't accomplish all the goals that we wanted to accomplish, but we've got one more chance to go out and play as a group and play hard together and go get a win.
Hey, Kyle, this is Mike Reese of ESPN Boston. I was curious what you took from your time with Josh McDaniels.
Josh is a very bright guy, coaches quarterbacks extremely well, not only bright on the offensive side of the ball, but certainly knows the defensive side of the ball as well as anybody I've been around.
What were some of your biggest takeaways in terms of the way he coached you, compared to some of the other coaches that you've had?
I guess I don't really have any takeaways. Guys have different coaching philosophies, and, I guess I don't have an answer to that question.
Okay. And I know you touched on this a little bit earlier, but what specifically with Darrell Revis do you see from him as you study for this game?
He's probably as, he loves to be in press coverage, obviously, and he probably, is as comfortable, in tight press man-to-man as, anybody in the league. He doesn't panic at all, doesn't, doesn't ever get out of sorts, doesn't ever, you know, gets outside of his running frame, and does a great job of just staying in stride, you know, with the wide receivers and having a great feel for making plays on the ball.
And sort of a similar question about the Patriots linebackers, specifically Jamie Collins, Dante Hightower. What do you see from them in your game preparation here?
Well, just good players, you know, physical players, and you know, don't miss a lot of tackles, and you know, play to the strengths of their defense.
Hey, Kyle. Lastly, for me, I know Doug was asked by your local media about his decision to go with you at quarterback and how much he considered EJ, but he said he really wants to win this game. How gratifying is it to you to have this opportunity to be out there for the Bills as the starter on Sunday?
Well, I mean, you only get 16 of them, you know, in our situation, so they're all important, and we'd love to win them all. So, you know, I think the longer you stay in the league, the more you realize, you know, that each game's a gem, and go out there and try to put on your best show that you can, and I guess that's my trend going forward.
And actually, I did have one more for you. I want to ask you about Rob Ninkovich as a tight end. I want to ask about Rob Ninkovich being a Purdue guy, and what kind of hands he had when he lined up on the other side of the ball in offense.
Yeah, just a great athlete, you know, a great feel for football. Real happy for him, you know, what a career he's had, and you know, he's just he's a Purdue guy, you know, gritty player, loves the game and plays hard every snap.